We got a call. Would we go down to Georgia to Koinonia Farm, which was an intentional community where people, you know, just put everything they had into the community and so on. And they had been really, they were really being bombarded by the Ku Klux Klan because they had no barriers as to color. Their farm market was bombed and destroyed, and the kids were harassed on the buses. It was just terrible. They did finally get, there was one native black family that joined the group. And if things were bad before, they were, it just worsened. It was so bad that the father of that family was a large family. Was too afraid to stay there, so they left and went up to, actually New Jersey, where they had hoped to start another community. That didn't go, but they hoped to do that. And they, Clarence Durden, who was the, that's the way you pronounce it, in the South, that's Clarence Durden, who had been the founder of Koinonia, asked if we would come down. And as far as I, that's the only time I've ever done anything because of color, because they didn't want those people to think that they had changed their thought, that made them change their minds about accepting all people. So we had been cheering them from afar, so we felt we had to go. So we were down there 4 months, and there were about nine shootings into the community while we were there, but we were very fortunate. Nobody got hurt. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. That was quite an experience, a real experience, being down there in the Deep South with all that going on. And what they finally did was set up a watch, put a light up on, the farm was on two sides of the road, and so they put a light up and people would be on watch. They didn't want us to be on watch. They thought we'd be in more danger than other people. But we said, yeah, we wanted to be a part of it. So we did. And I'll never forget that the first night we were out there, we were sitting in the car. There was a car parked there. And, you know, you could, cars going both ways. And a car came up behind us, was coming up. We could hear this. And, instinctively we ducked and immediately felt like fools for doing such a thing. Because as a matter of fact, that would be the most dangerous thing you can do, you know. But we never knew whether there was anything. From then on, whenever we heard a car coming behind, we'd get out of the car and stand under the light. So, which is tactically and morally for me the best thing to do. But that was quite an experience, because I mean, I had never lived in the South. You know, I said my parents were both from Georgia, and I had been there, but I had never lived in the South. And that was a rather harrowing experience. Wally, they stopped selling stuff to Koinonia, and so Wally would take, he said he never had seen a $100 bill before. He'd take these $100 bills and go to far places and buy, you know, supplies for the farm and stuff. And then if that was discovered, he'd have to go further and so on. But he was never really hurt.